All right, Shabbos, say good morning. We begin still in paragraph Yud, at least in the Zira's copy, in Parak Aleph. So he writes, the Sira Be'emes, Shekvar, it's page Chof Aleph in the handout. One more. The Sira Be'emes. Chof Aleph. Sira be'emes shekvar lo yuchal bal seichal lahamin shebtachlis brias ha'adam hu lematzavo ba'olam hazeh. So Ramchal writes, it's impossible for someone to actually think that the entire essence, the entire tachlis of creation, is for man's time in this world. Ki mahim chayeh ha'adam ba'olam hazeh o mihu sameach v'shalev mamish ba'olam hazeh. So he says, number one, how long do we actually have in this world? And number two, who really experiences full happiness and tranquility in this world? Remember, again, this goes with what Ramchal told us a couple of days ago, which was the idea that life is a constant struggle. No matter if a person has brachos or a person has challenges, the whole essence of life in this world is struggle. So says Ramchal, how could it be then that the tachlis of creation is for constant and ongoing struggle? Yimeshno sinu bahem shivim shana, vim bigvuros shmonim shana, brabam amal va'oven. He says, if a person, right, normally a person has 70 years, if a person is lucky, they have 80 years, and those years are filled with constant struggles. Page Chaf Aleph, the middle of paragraph Yud. Bekama minei tsar, v'chaloim, u'machovim, u'trodos, v'achrekozos, hamoves. What is life filled with? It's filled with pain, it's filled with sickness, it's filled with difficulty, it's filled with burdens, and what comes at the end of all of this? Death. Again, I know I say this every single shiur, but I just want to say it again. Ramchal is not taking the position that therefore life in this world is not meaningful. He's not saying that life in this world is not wonderful. What he's trying to highlight is the idea that it can't be that life in this world is the tachlis. That's all he's saying. Because it's too tumultuous, it's too difficult, it's too challenge-filled, it lacks basic tranquility, that this can't be the tachlis. Echad mine elef lo yimase sheyarbe ha'olam lo hanos v'shalva amitis. It's one out of 1,000 people will not find true tranquility in this world. V'gamhu ilu yagia l'meya shana kvar avar u'batal min ha'olam. And you know, even if someone, such a Musar, you know, if you look at Rav Yashiv Zecher Tzadik Livracha, lived 102 years. So the truth is, we say, wow, what an incredibly long life, and it is a long life. But if you look at it in the scope of the continuum of the world's existence, what's 100 years? 100 years is nothing. 100 years is nothing. He says, "Kvar avol abat min ha'olam v'lo od elishin tachlis brias ha'adam." Furthermore, if the tachlis of man's creation was for this world, listen to this statement, Rabosai. Furthermore, if the tachlis of life was this world, then it would be unnecessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go ahead and breathe into us a neshama that is so special and so elevated that it's even greater than, it's even holier than the malachim. Kol shekin she eina motza shum nachas ruach b'chol inuge zeh ha'olam. And all the more so, the fact that the neshama itself does not derive pleasure from the pleasures of this world. So here, this is a very compelling argument. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to give us a neshama that is so holy, that is so beautiful, that is even more intense, more kadosh than that of the malachim? A neshama that doesn't derive enjoyment from the physical pleasures of this world. If this world is the tachlis, then what do we need that neshama for? This is what it says in Medrash Koheles. V'gam ha'nefesh lo simole. The nefesh will never be filled, will never be sated, is probably the right way to say it. That no matter how much enjoyment you have in Olam Hazeh, the nefesh will never derive its benefits from this world. Mashal amado adam, to use an interesting mashal, le'ironi shenasa bas melech. You know what it could be compared to? to an Eironi. An Eironi, here, if you look over here, if in the footnote, he says, Ben Ir, Ezrach Pashut. So it's like a regular guy who goes ahead and marries a Bas Melech. Right? I guess we're all in this situation, right? So, right, a regular guy who goes ahead and mamish marries royalty. Okay? Im Yavila Komasha Ba'olam, even if he were to bring her everything in the world, Inam Chashuvim Laklum Shehi Bas Melech. I mean, really, what is it that you're going to buy for the daughter of the king that's going to impress her? Especially if what? If all you are is a pashut guy who probably has limited means, what do you really think at the end of the day you're going to be able to get her to impress her? Kacha nefesh, so says in the Sefer Shem, so too is the soul. Ilo hivesala koma adone olam, even if you brought her all the different delights in the world, einam klum la, they're meaningless to her. Lama, why is that? Shehi min ha'elyonim. Because again, to use his mashal, which is so beautiful, because in reality, the neshama is the Bas Melech also. The neshama is the daughter of the king, the daughter of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're not going to impress her with any kind of material goods. V'chein amru rabbeinu zichronam levracha, al karchecha ato notzar, v'al karchecha ato nolod. This is what Chazal say when they mean, or what they mean when they say in Pirkei Avos, you are born against your will, or I should say you are created against your will, and you are born against your will. Ki ein ha-neshama oheves ha-olam hazeh klal. The neshama does not enjoy this world at all. Ela adraba mo'eses ba. The neshama has a lot of difficulty in this world, because this world is physical. This world is limited. This world is finite. This world is one-dimensional, as opposed to the neshama, which is expansive, which is holy, which is called kulo ruchni. Imkein, vaday lo haya borei haborei yisbarach beria letachlis shuneged chuka v'nimas mimena. Therefore, it can't be that the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the neshama was for the sake of this world. Ela briyaso shel ha'adam lematzava ba'olam haba. Therefore, it's clear that the essence of man's creation was not for this world, but for the world to come. Va'alki nitna bo neshama. So, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this neshama. Ki la ro'i la'avot. Uba yuchal ha'adam lekabel aschar bimkomo uzmano shelo yihya davar nimas al neshmasa ko'olam hazeh ela adaraba nehav v'nechmad mimena v'zeh pashut. So we'll say, this is a very compelling argument. So essentially what the Musa Shem is just trying to prove to us, all he's trying to remember what the argument that's being made here. The argument that's being made here is, just we should understand that the tachlis of our existence is not this world. It doesn't cheapen this world, it doesn't demean this world, it doesn't negate the beauty and the power and the holiness of this world. It just reinforces within us that there is something more to come, and it is something more that we spend our lives working towards. And his most compelling raya, his most compelling proof, is the neshama itself. If this was really the end of the line, then why do you need neshama? Then why do you need something of such intense holiness, greater than the malachim, that doesn't enjoy, that doesn't derive benefit from the things that the guf, that the body does? Elamai, it must be that the neshama is the repository for all of the spiritual energy that we accumulate over this world, and it's that neshama ultimately that will derive true benefit from all of that spiritual energy in the world to come. Let's do one more paragraph. Vihine, it's a paragraph, if you're following in the handout, so if you want, there are extra, Michael. We'll just, okay. See, so he says in paragraph Yud Aleph, in paragraph Yud Aleph, he says that page Chaf Beis, paragraph Yud Aleph. Good morning. He says Vehine Achar Shiyadanu Zeh. Now that we know this, Novin Miad Chomer Hamitzos Asher Aleinu VeIkar HaAvoda Asher BiYadinu. So now that we know this, we can understand the importance of the mitzvos that are upon us. And the specialness, right, or the preciousness of the avoda that's in our hands. Kihine elehim ha'emtzoim hamavim osanu al hashlemos hamiti. Because these are the tools that bring us to full completion. Asher b'ladam lo yusakla. Without them, we won't accomplish anything. V'ulam yadua ki ein hatachlis magia ela mikoach kibutz kol ha'emtzoim asher nimtzu v'asher shimshu lahagia. Because ultimately, the only way to get to the ultimate goal is to use all of the tools at our disposal. Ukifi koach ha'emtzoim v'shimusham kein yihya hatachlis hanolad mehem And the truth is, the greater we utilize the tools at our disposal, i.e. mitzvos, is the greater our ability to ultimately recognize the ultimate goal. B'chol hefrish katan sheimatze be'emtsoim, tibachin toldoso beverur vadoi, bagia zman hatachlis hanolad mikibutz kulam, kimo shakasafti, v'zeboror, me'ato vandai. So he says that if you take a look, he says, the point is, he says, the Chol Hefresh Kadosh Shemotze Be'emtsoim, and ultimately, how we go ahead and deal with these various tools ultimately has ramifications and results for the ultimate result of Olam Habo. Me'ata Vadehu, Shadiktuk Shiduktak Al Inyan HaMitzvos, V'Ha'avodah, Muchrach Shiyehye B'tachlis HaDikduk, Kasher Yidaktiku Shokle HaZov, V'apeninim L'rov Yikram, Ki Toldosam Noledes B'Shlemos HaAmiti, V'Yikar HaNitzchi She'en Yikar L'malim Mimeno. So he says like this, if you accept the premise that the essence of mitzvos is really to go ahead and what? Is really to go ahead and provide the tools in order to allow us to actualize our portion in the world to come in the Olam HaEmes. It's not just the question of doing the mitzvos. The intensity and holiness that we derive from these tools is directly related to the care and concern we approach them with. He says it's the same way that the Shokle Zav. What's the Shokle Zav Apeninim? That's, what we call this, those who work with precious stones, like a diamond dealer, right? The diamond dealer or a gold dealer. So they don't just go ahead and just take all the wares and stuff it in their pocket. Everything is dealt with appropriately. Everything is dealt with care. So too, in order to gain the full appreciation of mitzvos, one has to deal with each and every mitzvah with care and concern as well. So I will say what comes out according to what we learned today is the following. So Maseiras Shachar, I think, advances a compelling proof that it's clear that this world is not the tachlis. How do you know this world is not the tachlis? Because if this world was really what it's all about, then why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to give us a neshama? A neshama that doesn't really derive all that much pleasure from this world. Rather, it must be that this world is the means. This world is the corridor. This world is the place where we're able to go ahead and utilize all the tools, i.e. mitzvos, to acquire a real portion in Olam Haba. Not demeaning this world, not negating this world, not eroding the importance of this world, but giving us perspective on what this world really means. But it's not just enough to do mitzvos. One must do mitzvos with care, because the more care and concern one exhibits in the Shmiras HaMitzvos represents the greater spiritual energy that one is able to harness from those particular mitzvos. All right, so we'll stop over here. Paragraph Yud Beis tomorrow, Emir Tzashem.